What is a five-tool player? And what does it have to do with you and me? That's the topic on today's Repurpose Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurpose Man podcast. You know, May 9th, 1968 is about a month away from my 10th birthday. I remember that because of what was going on. My dad was in Vietnam. But even though we were a world apart, Willie Mays brought us together. Well, kind of. Some friends of our family took me to see the Astros play the San Francisco Giants in the Astrodome. Willie Mays was my dad and my favorite baseball player, and I'd get to see him on that day. He was a rare talent, what baseball people call a five-tool player. A five-tool player is someone who can do it all. There's no weakness to their game, but again, true five-tool players are very rare. The tools refer to a player's ability as it pertains to playing baseball. The five tools that they talk about are hitting for power, hitting for average, fielding ability, throwing ability, and running speed. A 5-2 player is extremely good at all of those five abilities. In today's game, we'd say Mike Trout is a good example of a 5-tool player. But what if we took this as an analogy for us, for men? What would a 5-tool man look like? For me, the 5-tool man would have these characteristics. He'd be self-aware, emotionally balanced, understands his purpose, leads well, and follows well. Well, let's look at each one. Number one, he's self-aware. He examines his life honestly. He even asks for perspective from those he trusts, those that love him enough to be honest. And secondly, he's emotionally balanced. He doesn't live in extremes. He is appropriate in his anger, sadness, happiness, and joy. The third tool is that he understands his purpose. For the Christian, that's to glorify God by the life he lives. And within that are multiple missions he has as a husband, dad, friend, employer, employee. But if he understands his purpose, that to glorify God, all the daily missions are taken care of. The fourth tool of the five-tool man is that he leads well, sometimes from behind. The best leaders that I've ever been around are challengers. They challenge those they're leading to be better. They lead from behind because they are pushing, constantly pushing others to grow and to improve. Their leadership serves those under them, putting their well-being at the forefront, and as a result, success for all. And the final tool of the five-tool man is he follows well. He is intent on following well. He's committed to something bigger than himself. A good follower is intent on accepting and practicing the instruction, the orders he's been given. To follow well as a Christian man means you recognize God alone as your leader and that he has your best interest at heart. And he'll never leave you or forsake you. He will never fail you. But you have to pay attention to him and do what he says. So now that we've looked at the five-tool man, you're probably wondering if there's anyone like that. He seems perfect. Well, let's get back to the baseball analogy. The five-tool player is rare. And for some perspective, even the best baseball players aren't perfect. We celebrate a 300 hitter and basically celebrating someone who is basically doing 30% of his job well, or his job well 30% of the time. I mean, Mike Trout makes an occasional error, and I've even seen him strike out more than once. And just like players named Mantle, Mays, and Trout, there's always room and time for improvement. You may not be the best hitter, but you get in the cage and take instruction and take your swings. You spend extra time on the field refining your skills, your glove, and throwing tools. And none of us have completely mastered all the qualities of the five-tool man, But as Philippians 3:14 encourage us, we press on toward the mark, the goal of our upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. So what do you think? Are you willing to work at being a five-tool man? Me too. Let's do it together for the kingdom. And by the way, the Astros won the game 5-3. Well, that's it for this episode. I'm Bob Dyer. Join me next time on the Repurposed Man podcast.